In the afternoon, the wind waves less than a foot. West swell 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. Also have some current temperatures here for you. It's 50 degrees in Monterey, 47 in Salinas, 46 in Watsonville. We're at 56 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSU studio. Up next, we have the Saturday special. And sitting in for MZ, we have Glenn. We're going to have a blast. Stay tuned. KSU Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature too.
Get up and go. It's today you know on KSCO Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Glenn, and I'm going to be doing all kinds of hodgepodge of topics radio show. Got a few things to throw out there, and we'll take calls, and we'll talk with Nikki, and hopefully have a good time on this crisp, clear, beautiful, sunny morning on Saturday on KSCO.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, we're going to do which one of the different theme songs? This one, okay. Well, good morning, everyone. As you can see, MZ is out today, and he left me in control of the station between 10 and noon here on this fine Saturday. And we'll try to see what we can do with this time, and hopefully it will be not boring. That's all I try is to make not boring radio. And in an effort to do so, today I didn't have any guests or specific topic ideas, but I figured I would do stream of consciousness radio, sort of like radio therapy. I'm somebody who likes to vent, and all good talk show hosts have to like to vent. So I figure the best therapy in the world is to come in and be able to vent to hundreds, if not thousands, of people listening to the radio and speak what's on your mind and have people call up and tell you how crazy you are, kind of like a psychiatrist. So you can be my psychiatrist today, and I can vent and spew whatever on my mind in no particular order either, because I have a bunch of different things written down. And you could call me up and tell me that I'm paranoid, schizophrenic, or just plain OCD, and you could prescribe me whatever you want, you know, some Xanax or some Zoloft or some Prozac, or maybe you'll just tell me, Glenn, go out there and have a joint, and I might just do that. Stream of consciousness radio. So I'm just going to say a few things and see what sparks interest in the listeners. And any time, if you want to call, you can pick up the phone and call 479-1080 and be on the radio with me. And at any time, I'm not going to say you have to wait until I finish this monologue, because I don't really have a particular monologue in mind. You can pick up the phone and call. The only thing I ask is I really want to hear from new callers, from people who haven't called the radio station, say, in the last week. Not regulars to the Saturday special. Sorry, Rory in Watsonville and Ben in Salinas, you're great callers, but trying to make things a little bit more different here than they usually are, trying to help make KSCO even better. So hopefully we'll get some new callers out there. I don't know. Well, what is there to talk about? Let's see. Well, we got Thanksgiving coming up. Thanksgiving is next week. And one of the things I think about when I think about Thanksgiving is we always get together as a family. I'm from back east, and very often we go back east and we sit around the table with members of my family and my extended family, and we talk about everything. But after a few drinks get in us, and we can talk about alcohol in a few minutes, because Thanksgiving and alcohol have quite the relationship. Generally, there is alcohol consumed at Thanksgiving, at most Thanksgivings, and you can tell me if that pertains to you Once there's a little bit of alcohol there, it's a social lubricant, and you have people, family members that haven't seen each other for the whole year, usually, or often, and they start, you know, spewing out their own opinions about anything, about everything. And we talk about a lot of things on Thanksgiving at the Thanksgiving table over the turkey. And, emotions tend to fly, and sometimes, you know, there's differences of opinion. But I'll tell you what, in my family, I'm the only person who sits at the table who thinks the way I do. And everyone else in my family, they're pretty much, I don't know, and I don't know if this is a positive thing to say, but they're pretty normal, and I'm pretty abnormal. So when I sit around my Thanksgiving table with my family, I'm the only one there who really thinks that, say, for instance, 9/11 was an inside job. Inside job in that it was a coordinated event, and that it was not just a bunch of guys with some box cutters getting on a plane and deciding to fly into the Twin Towers that day, that the buildings were actually rigged for demolition. Many of the people think that I'm a kook for feeling that way. So, that right off the bat makes sparks fly at my Thanksgiving table. Politically speaking, the topic tends to be, when I'm in the conversation, tends to revolve around a lot of skepticism in terms of the system. And the way I see things, folks, it's either tyranny or liberty. Not liberal, not Republican, not Democrat, not conservative. It's tyranny or liberty. For instance, John F. Kennedy, he represents liberty to me. He was somebody who pursued liberty. Barack Obama, somebody who I think right now, unfortunately, even though I voted for him and I regret having voted for him, he represents tyranny. So Sarah Palin right now, as much as I may disagree with some of the things that she stood for when she stood beside McCain during the presidential election, and being more of a left-leaning anti-establishment person, I think Sarah Palin versus Barack Obama, when you hold the two up one next to the other, I think Sarah Palin represents liberty, not tyranny. I think George W. Bush represents tyranny. So the big problem with my, you know, the way I see the world, and particularly the way the media sees the world, is it's like a two-dimensional world. Everything is broken down into liberal or conservative. And if you watch Fox News or you listen to Rush Limbaugh or, you know, CNN, it doesn't matter. Everything in terms of left and right, and that's the paradigm that we live in. And the world that I live in is not left and it's not right. It's a matter of, are we going to be free or are we not going to be free? And that, to me, is the biggest concern that we have moving forward in this country. Are we going to continue to be a country that represents individual liberties and freedoms? And the way things are going right now, I'm getting scared. I'm wondering if we're going to enter into a period of totalitarianism where we're not going to be able to basically even do what I'm doing right now, which is spewing my ideas off the top of my head with no particular script on the radio. Isn't this wonderful? I'm really wondering about it. And I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that 9/11 is everything it appears to be? Or do you think there was something else behind that day? And why isn't the media, why do they make everyone into a kook who happens to believe that there may have been explosives already rigged inside that building? That's number one. All right, so there's topic number one. I got more topics for you. So, all right, something a little more relevant to life here in Santa Cruz County. We're doing a bathroom remodel at home, and I've been dealing with all different kinds of service people coming to the house. When I say service people, I mean electricians, plumbers, carpenters, and things like that. And one of the things I've noticed, and I don't know if this is the case here in Santa Cruz or it's the case everywhere, but I'm beginning to think that this is particularly relevant here in Santa Cruz, and that is these people, I mean, a lot of the people, if anyone's listening right now who may have worked for me in the past, I'm not necessarily talking about you, so don't think that I am talking about you. But a lot of the people who work in this county in the trades are flakes. They will pick up the phone, and you'll talk to them, and you'll make an appointment, and then they simply won't show up. Or they'll take your job, and they'll start working on your job, and then they have to go somewhere, and then they don't come back. Until like a day or two later, they'll start working. They show up to work the whole day. They'll open up your wall. The wires will be out. You know, plumbing will be out. You know, a big mess will be in your house. And then they will go, oh, they got a phone call. They got to go somewhere else. And then they don't come back that day. And then you call them up on the phone and they're nowhere to be found. Am I the only one this happens to? 479-1080. I'm very, very, I find it extremely frustrating. When somebody says they're going to do a job for you, I expect them to show up when they're supposed to show up and do the job and then leave. Or if they, you know, aren't complete, they work the whole day and then they come back the next day and then they finish the job the next day and then you pay them and they go. But the experience I have has been completely different. They're very hard to reach on the phone. It's very hard to pin them down as to when they'll actually be there, when the job will actually finish, except when it's time to get paid. Then they will show up on time, the day that they need to get paid. And if you pay them, you may never see them again. So I have a rule now. I have to make sure that they finish the job entirely before they get paid anything. And sometimes that creates a little bit of controversy. So I don't know if, you know, if this is something that is just my experience or this seems to be par for the course in terms of people who work trades in Santa Cruz County or in just in general in the area. But I know this, in terms of all the jobs that I've had in my life, if I don't show up on time when I say I will, I'll get fired. And if I just decide arbitrarily to leave in the middle of working, I'll definitely get fired for that too. So, you know, to me, there's just no excuse for not communicating with and catering to your client, you know, when you're in the service related business, whether you're a carpenter or an electrician or a plumber or what have you. And to me, I feel like I've been a victim of, people juggling a lot of jobs at once. And, it's been very frustrating. So we're almost done with our bathroom. So anyway, that is almost behind us. So anyway, I'm continuing spewing out all these topics. Another one is the issue of the price of gold. I don't know if you've been noticing what's been happening with the price of gold, but price of gold is now $1,120. And what does that tell you? Just 10 years ago or less, not even 10 years ago, 8 years ago or so, the price of gold was around $300. And the Federal Reserve seems to be more concerned about deflation than inflation. And personally, I think they should be much more concerned about inflation versus deflation. And you tell me where, if you think I'm right on this, 479-1080. My number one concern as a holder of dollars is that they're going to lose their purchasing power. And the Federal Reserve is much more concerned about low employment or high unemployment. And so what the Federal Reserve is doing right now is they are engaging in very inflationary practices. They're printing up a lot of money. They're keeping interest rates extremely low. And What it's going to inevitably lead to, who knows? But my concern, first and foremost, and again, I'd love to hear what somebody who disagrees with me, my concern is definitely that we're going to have too much inflation. And I'm not worried about deflation. I think deflation wouldn't be such a terrible thing. In fact, what is deflation? Deflation is falling prices. And why would falling prices be such a bad thing? You go into the store and you pay less, not more, for what you're buying. That's deflation. So why is deflation such a bad thing? And why is the Federal Reserve so afraid of it? To the point where they're going to fall all over themselves to create inflation. And that's my opinion on that. So what else do I have here? I got a bunch of different topics here. Have you heard Alex Jones's show? It's on 1340 AM, and it's on between 9 and noon. And I can proudly say I helped discuss putting the show on the air with Michael. And he, at first reluctantly, put him on the air. And I think he is a fantastic talk show host. He's also on 1080 AM, this very station, between 8 p.m. and 10, leading into my favorite show, Coast to Coast AM. And anyway, if you haven't heard what, you know, his show is about, basically his show revolves around pretty much the same topic, and that is we are headed into this global government, this new world order, which I honestly, I absolutely agree with him. What I find is that's quite incredible and amazing to me is he's the lone voice in the wilderness. Why are there so few people out there that that realize what's going on right now? That they, the people who are in power, are essentially working together all around the globe to form a one world government and one world currency. And to me, this is extremely, as an American, extremely offensive. And the media seems to be cooperating quite well with this conspiracy, if you want to call it that. They're not really talking about it at all, except for Alex Jones. He's the only one who talks about it, really. You don't hear about it on the right-wing shows. You don't hear about it on Fox. You don't hear about it on Rush Limbaugh. You don't hear about it on the left-wing shows either. You know, what few left-wing shows there are, if any. But what is really taking place is these people are holding meetings and are trying to create a one world government. And essentially they're going to do it by treaty instead of actually, you know, making Congress vote on it. Because of course in the United States, Congress would never ever vote for anything that would take away the sovereignty of the United States. They're going to slowly strip the sovereignty and the decision making powers from the Americans and the American Congress and the American system, simply by signing treaties that give up our rights to govern over certain laws and certain jurisdictions. So, if a treaty is signed that prohibits you from building a three-story building on your property, I'm just saying arbitrarily, then the treaty is signed, and then that supersedes all law, whether or not the local government has anything to do with it or say about it. So that to me is extremely scary. The only person I hear in the media right now who's even talking about it is Alex Jones. And why is that? Why don't they talk about it on Fox and CNN? Is this a conspiracy? 479-1080, you tell me. I don't know. Over the week, we had college tuition hike protests that were some pretty serious protests. I hear 500 people got into it with police at the UC system, and there was protests locally here at the UC Santa Cruz, as well as a huge protest down at UCLA. And the situation was quite tense. The police had to use rubber bullets and break up the crowd. And to me, this is extremely cut and dry. They are raising tuition. The cost of education has gone up much, much faster than inflation. And the people who are the administrators at the schools are getting paid $400,000-$600,000 a year to administer. It doesn't make any sense. To me, it seems quite easy to solve this problem. They can lower the tuition, not raise it, and they can cut the administrative costs down. That's the problem right there. 479-1080, if you agree or disagree, what do you think? I think, do we have a, Nikki, is there a call on hold? I don't know. Let's see. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. No, I guess not. Oh, maybe. Maybe there's someone on hold. We'll try it again. Let's see. Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Welcome. You're on AM 1080 KSEO.
Oh, I love your topic. I just wanted to read a little excerpt out of a little book I got here.
Okay.
It goes, "It is difficult for the average individual to fathom such perverted lust for power. Typical people of whatever nationality want only to enjoy success in their life and be able to afford a reasonable high standard of living, complete with the luxuries of travel. He wants to provide for his family in sickness and in health and give to his children a sound education. His ambitions stop there. He has no desires to exercise power over others, to conquer other lands or people, or to be a king. He wants to mind his own business and enjoy his life. Since he has no lust for power, it is difficult for him to imagine that there are others who have, others who march to a different drum. We must realize that there have always been Hitlers and Stalins and Lenins and Caesars and Alexanders the creeps throughout history. Why should we assume that there are not such men with perverted lust for power today? And if these men happen to be billionaires, it is not difficult that they would use men like Hitler and Lenin as pawns to seize power."
And Barack Obama, too.
See, so what we have to realize that, you know what, us as average individuals, we don't want to rule over countries and rule over other people. But there are men, billionaires, who sit at the table and they have these lusts for power. And they will use people like Barack Obama to anesthetize the public with change and all these other things and never deliver.
That's right. You know what? Just along those lines, Barack Obama, he promised that everything would be transparent and that he would put the all the bills up on the internet so the public can have a say about them before they get signed into law. Then the second he was elected president, he rushed the stimulus through, he rushed the banker bailout through, and did it in the darkness of night, didn't put it on the internet, and said, it told people and through his administration, basically, if you don't sign this bill, there will be martial law, the stock market will go down 2,000 points, we got to sign it, we can't even debate it, just sign it. And that's basically what he did. And that, to me, really, you know, got to me as a voter and supporter, former supporter of Barack Obama, because I actually thought he was somebody who might be like JFK, might be a great, you know, hope for this country. But really, I'm quite disappointed with him.
You know, anyway. From the beginning, I always knew that after 8 years of Bush, that this system is totally corrupt and it's a criminal organization. And see, American people were starting to wake up after Bush. They realized that, you know what, we're in bad shape. Everybody around the world hates us. We have no credibility. We talk about this democracy, but we really don't believe in it. Democracy is only a way to get into your country, take up your natural resources, push a bank or a reserve bank in your nation.
Absolutely.
And that's all it is.
It's all about you're completely correct. They used the International Monetary Fund, the IMF,
exactly,
and the World Bank as a way to loan them money and to get in there. And, well, like, take Nigeria or many of these countries, these
perfect
poor countries
example
in Africa. The people are starving and living amongst waste and pollution while we pump their oil out, pennies on the dollar. Mm-hmm. We bribe their government so that mm-hmm. some of the officials in their government live like kings, and yep. the rest of the country is completely impoverished. And we did the same thing in so many countries around the world. Mm-hmm. Even Iran had a popularly elected government, and we overthrew Iran's popularly elected government. The CIA supported the Shah, and look mm-hmm. Look what happened. You know, in Iraq, believe it or not, there used to be women's rights there under Saddam Hussein.
Exactly.
The rights of women have gone down under mm-hmm. Saddam Hussein, and they used to be able to have rock and roll music there. Now they can't. It's like a Muslim fascist dictatorship now. And that's what we've done, and that's what America has done to Iraq.
What about Afghanistan? I mean, have most people ever asked themselves back in the early 1980s, or the late 1980s, I'm sorry, why did Russia attack Afghanistan? What did Afghanistan do to Russia in the 80s?
Well,
this is why Russia attacked Afghanistan. It's
because we supported the Taliban, because we
right.
put
and
those...
And it's all about controlling the poppy fields.
That's
you
right.
You have to understand, this government, when it says on your Federal Reserve note, in God we trust, you know what G-O-D stands for in this country? It stands for gold, oil, and drugs. Mm-hmm. Or guns, oil, and drugs. That's what we push. We have to control those poppy fields over there. That's why we're over there. Americans, wake up. Americans need to wake up and realize that, you know what, the future is now. You know, we can sit around here and think that we can vote all these guys into office. And I love it what you say. They put us against each other with this conservative and this...
It's a big myth. The whole liberal...
Exactly.
It all boils down to one thing for me. Two things. Either liberty or tyranny. It doesn't
Thank
matter.
You.
You know, JFK, to me, represented liberty. And he was shot for that. And I honestly, you know, hope Barack Obama would be like that. But he represents tyranny, just like George W. Bush did. And Palin right now, to me, I kind of am digging... just simply the fact that she goes against the grain and she's providing an outlet for people who are just fed up with the Washington establishment. And I'm not crazy about everything she represents, but
right.
at the same time, she's the only one out there that really represents the alternative point of view.
You know what's funny to me is every time these guys get out of office, they always write a book trying to tell us the inside scoop. You know, buy my book and I'll let you know what was going on in the inside. Because while I was in the inside, I was keeping my mouth shut, not telling you nothing. You know, when it came to George Tenet, you name them. All these guys always, after they get out of office, they write a book. And it's just... I wonder why Americans won't wake up and just realize that, you know what, if we don't take back the power that we have, and the only power we really have right now is to control our money, control our spending, because we don't produce nothing. We're consumers. I mean, when I look at a country like China, after our boys go and fight for communism and all that, and they have flooded our market, and we are so in debt with them that if they pulled out, our country would just fall. And every time I look at my baby clothes, everything says made in China. And I'm thinking, my goodness.
Well, this is what Ross Perot talked about. He talked about the great sucking sound and warned us against NAFTA and GATT. And, you know, Bill Clinton, he really put the last nails in our coffin, which were mm-hmm. NAFTA, GATT, and the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act.
Exactly.
Now, listen, I would hope that any time I host a show, you call up because you are a fantastic caller. I don't believe you're a regular caller to this radio station,
no,
right?
No, I've been listening to you on occasion, and every time I listen to you, brother, you always have very important topics.
Thank you.
That are very prevalent of what's going on now, and that's why I am starting to fall in love with your show.
Well, thank you. I'm not a regular.
You're very articulate. I know you're not the regular guy on that, but I like how you put your format together, and I like how you present.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm a little green behind the ears. I'm not a regular season talk show host, but I hope to be someday, and I hope you call me again. Thank you so much for calling. I need
Thank
to
you.
Definitely take another call. That was Vernon in Salinas, a new caller to KSCO, and now we're on the phone with Aaron in Monterey. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hi there. I was calling, and I was listening to you guys, and you made a lot of really good points, and I wanted to touch back on the Bilderberg Group, which I believe was which you were referencing to when you were
Absolutely, I know about the Bilderberg Group, sure. I even know people who are – I know somebody who – and I'm not going to mention their name – who's actually goes to the Council on Foreign Relations meetings as well. And you know what's amazing is if you mention the Bilderberg Group, you're called a kook. They don't mention the Bilderberg Group on CNN. This is a friggin' conspiracy if there ever was one.
I've done a lot of research on it. I've been looking at it because a lot of my teachers at my college and my university, they strongly, you know, hey, look into this because nobody's mentioning it. So,
well, that's good. What college do you go to?
I go to CSUMB.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I thought the college professors were all, you know, doped up on the New World Order BS and they bought everything that is peddled to them on the mainstream media. I never thought that the professors even knew one iota about a Bilderberg group or a New World Order or anything to do with that. So I'm actually encouraged to hear that your professors have even mentioned it.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of them that really encourage it. And, you know, they come in all varieties. The stereotype is that, you know, they're all liberal and everything. But a lot of them are libertarian and Republican, and some of them are, you know, I don't even know what the heck they are, but they strongly encourage different thoughts and stuff like that. So I've done my research on it, and you were saying that you find it offensive about a new world order and stuff like that.
I find the new world order as an American, at the very least offensive. And even more than that, I think that we should be discussing it as a country on CNN, Fox, Rush Limbaugh, mainstream talk shows, but we're not in the only host that's bringing this up on a regular basis is Alex Jones that I know of. And
right.
I find it amazing that it's not being put, you know, in front of the American people to decide whether we want to become part of a global community and a global government, or we want to maintain what made America great, which is liberty first and foremost.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the people that control the mass media are being invited to those groups.
Oh, absolutely. Do you realize Lou Dobbs was pretty much let go by CNN because, you know, he wasn't going along with their program?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, and the same could be said, though, if someone went against the grain of Fox or anybody
else.
Oh,
absolutely. But see, Fox is a perfect example of they are perpetuating the illusion that somehow this is a left-wing, right-wing issue as opposed to liberty versus tyranny. I don't see the world in left and right. I see the world as either liberty or tyranny, totalitarian government or freedom. And which one is it? And there are plenty of people on the left and the right that represent tyranny. And I could say Barack Obama definitely represents tyranny, as did George W. Bush. There's not a dime's worth of difference between them. Right now, I'm kind of digging Sarah Palin for a few moments. I don't know how long that'll last, but I'm an anti-establishment liberal lefty, if there ever was one. But now I was raised reading Howard Zinn and very much of the liberal school of thought. But now I'm not looking at it in terms of liberal or conservative. I'm looking at it in terms of, look, I care about freedom. And I don't want to see people locked up for crimes that are victimless in nature. Like, for instance, I think drugs should be legal, so I support freedom there. And then I also support monetary freedom. I don't think there should be excessive taxing. So I'm becoming more of a libertarian every day. But I come from a background of being liberal, not conservative.
No, on the note of drugs, though, because we haven't legalized them.
Mm-hmm.
Literally in a civil war right now. They have no resources to donate to anyone except for themselves. How much do we fight on the war on drugs every year? I mean, it's huge. It's an outrageous number. And it's all because it's illegal and the cartels are able to just make outrageous profits on it. And now they're more heavily armed than our own police officers are. And they're killing them in mass numbers.
Aaron, you have been a fantastic caller. I do want to move through the calls as quickly as possible. So what I'm going to do is this. First, before I let you go, have you ever called this station before?
No, I've never even heard your station before. I just was switching through and I heard you.
How lucky am I? I'm trying to encourage new callers. And so far already I've taken two callers and both of them are brand new callers to the station. And I hope you'll listen and I hope you call again. Thank you so much for calling in on today's show.
All right, you take care, sir.
Take care. All right, we have 20 minutes before 11 o'clock. My name is Glenn. I'm sitting in for MZ on the Saturday special. We have phones are lit up. When I come back from this commercial break, I'm going to take Anthony in Las Vegas. So, Anthony, stay right there. Then I'm going to take Marcella in Salinas and then move on to the remaining calls. So if you want to be on this show, just dial 479-1080, and we'll be back after this.
If you're planning an office party, a holiday gathering, or a New Year's celebration, remember, for a safe, fun, and festive way to celebrate the holidays, have plenty of Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider on hand. Martinelli's, in the traditional champagne bottle, is the perfect choice for your holiday gatherings. It has all the elegance and sparkle of champagne, but without the alcohol. And you know, Martinelli's has the best flavor because it's made only from U.S.-grown fresh apples, not from foreign concentrate like most other brands. Martinelli's looks great, tastes great, and complements all your favorite foods, from party snacks and buffets to holiday dinners. Martinelli's, fun, festive, and non-alcoholic. Enjoy the original. Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, a family tradition since 1868.
This is Stephen Martinelli. I'm here with my son, John, the fourth generation president of our family's 140-year-old cider company.
All of us at Martinelli's wish you a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
The Friends of the Library's Fall Civic Auditorium Book Sale is on Friday, November 20th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. for members, and November 21st, 10 to 1 and 2 to 4 p.m. free to the public. Items are $1.50 a pound. From 1 to 2 on Saturday, qualified non-profit organizations and other groups are invited to pick out free books. To qualify, 420-5798. From 2 to 4 p.m., items sell for $5 a bag. More information, call 420-5790.
You might not be able to say it very easily. Apiary, that's what you said to me. Let me just tell you something about the rest. If you're into bees and beeswax, then you're into Pacific Crest.
Give the most this holiday season by giving the gift of honeybees. Hi, I'm Dana Mum of Pacific Crest Apiary's Honey Farm and Gift Store. Come out for a visit. We're just a stone's throw from Aptos at 875 Calabasas Road.
You'll find Dana's handcrafted beeswax candles in many styles, lots of delicious honeys, and a gift store stocked to the rafters with the kinds of gifts your loved ones will keep forever. Tuesdays to Sundays, 11 to 5. Directions at PacificCrestApiaries.com.
A proud member of Think Local First.
Back for me. Pacific Crest.
Pacific Crest.
Apiary.
Oh, how sweet.
What connects you to your doctor? Our guess, it's the relationship you've built together, the quality of care you receive, and that your doctor lives and works in this community. That's why, if you're Medicare eligible, you should consider enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan accepted by PMG, Physicians Medical Group of Santa Cruz County. By enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan with Physicians Medical Group, you're assured affordable, preventive, and routine medical care. This, plus access to over 300 local physicians and 42 specialties, both state-of-the-art hospitals, and convenient walk-in care. And best of all, it's all provided by a PMG primary care physician or specialist who, like you, is proud to call Santa Cruz County home. Visit us online or call 465-7800 to learn more. Your doctor, your plan. Medicare Advantage with PMG. Physicians Medical Group of Santa Cruz County.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman speaking up for the experts of electricity at Santa Cruz Electronics. Listen to what your friends and neighbors do with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits for school science project.
Need a splitter.
Four camera shoot.
Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server for doctor's office.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network.
electronic printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it. With the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444. That's 479-5444. Or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. You can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Good news for chocolate lovers. True Chocolate is the guilt-free chocolate that goes way beyond the normal chocolate experience. It's made from the finest ingredients, including a diabetic-approved natural sweetener that helps create a long-lasting chocolate taste without sugars. True Chocolate is a functional food with a wow factor. It's all natural, contains no dairy, is vegetarian friendly, and no added sugar, preservatives, or artificial sweeteners. It's rich in antioxidants and beneficial herbs, plus a healthy weight loss treat too. True Chocolate is the chocolate treat that loves you back. Obey your temptation. On the web at tastyradiostuff.com or call 831-429-2300. Again, tastyradiostuff.com or 831-429-2300. Enjoy.
KSCO, Santa Cruz.
I love this song. What an awesome song. Dennis DeYoung and Styx, 1980, I believe, or 81.
Is pretty that right? Much, yeah.
Oh, what a great song. Turn it up.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
I've got a secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human, my blood is boiling, my brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide to keep me alive. Just keep me alive.
This is Radio Karaoke, and I am your host, Glenn, in for MZ, and we have 13 minutes before 11 o'clock, and that was the incredible voice of Dennis DeYoung and Styx from, what album was that? Mr. Roboto. What a great, Nikki, you just picked the greatest music. You couldn't have picked a better song for me anyway. So let's see. I just want to respond to somebody who called in and was too chicken to go on the radio. And then I'm going to take Anthony in Las Vegas, Marcella in Salinas, and you if you call 479-1080 because we do have some lines available. So here's the thing. I was saying how frustrating it is to deal with these service people, contractor. I don't care if it's electricians, carpenters, or plumbers. But they come to the house and they start your job and then they run off and start another job and then they start a third job and you can't get them back and they've left half your walls exposed and wires out. And, you know, somebody called up and said, well, why don't you just hire a general contractor? Well, the reason I don't hire a general contractor is because general contractors, they make double pretty much whatever it is that you're trying to do. So if you're doing a bathroom and the plumbing is worth $3,000, the general contractor will probably mark it up 100% and charge you $6,000. But then they're going to have the same problem. I've had general contractors, and they turn around and they blame things on their subcontractors. So it's just a nightmare. And I think that this is, definitely I'm using talk radio to speak out against it. And I want to hear from you if you've had a frustrating experience with people, service people in general coming to your home. Like even the telephone repair people, they say, we'll give you a window. We're going to come by sometime between 9 and noon or sometime between noon and 3. What is that? How on earth are you going to take a whole day off of work so that somebody can come by and give you that large a window? To me, it's extremely frustrating, and that's why I'm speaking out against it. So anyway, Anthony, thank you so much for holding in. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. You're on AM 1080 KSCO, and thanks for dialing 479-1080.
Well, if KSCO has their act together, they're going to have the Top of the Glen show every day.
Well, why don't you write the station management and tell them, because I'd love to do it.
I'm going to do just that. I just got back from England, and I can tell you that the British people are screwed, they are blued, they are tattooed. There's more regulations and by-regulations. If you're going down the road, it's costing you 80% in taxation for the fuel. 80%. There are...
Well, there is already a New World Order going on in Europe.
No question.
Everyone knows about it, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring it here to North America and merge us with Mexico and Canada.
Well, NAFTA is the shaft, and of course, the FNAUSI agreement is the same thing as the European Union. The Parliament has been bypassed. Brown has offered a referendum and did not give it. There was no vote. The British people have already surrendered their sovereignty. There was no vote, no chance, no hope, no nothing. And I was talking at a meeting in London a few days ago. I've been on tour there for the past month. They have a British Constitution group, and I have talked to about 450 people, and I asked them about the Constitution. There's no Constitution. They never had one. They've got the Magna Carta, and it is placed about 45 yards down from the tomb of Sir Edward Heath, who signed the original document saying this is only going to be a little while, it's only going to be a little thing. And I'm taking a look at Brown and Obama as the bankster's boys. And I will assure you that Obama is not just simply on his knees shining their shoes. This guy is working part and parcel with the Trilateral Commission.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs out of London.
You're absolutely correct. And you know what's amazing is that the toughest domino to fold in this whole world of dominoes is the United States because of our Constitution. And very few – I don't think there's any country out there that has the brilliant Constitution that we have and that our founding fathers set up specifically to – combat tyranny.
Well,
so the only way they can get around our Constitution is simply by signing enough treaties that the treaties supersede our Constitution.
See, they went ahead and went with the Lisbon Treaty, which surrenders the rights of the Parliament to act on behalf of the people, but they've been screwing the people. And when I say screwed, blued, yeah, they want to have mandatory vaccinations from age 1 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
The British pound isn't dying, it's dead. The dollar isn't dying, it's dead. Gold at $1,100 an ounce.
And the Federal Reserve
is
worried about the Federal Reserve is worried about deflation, not inflation.
Well, I've just finished a film called Frankenfed, like Frankenstein.
Right.
Frankenfed, the monster amongst us. And it is just that.
Well, we got to support liberals like Dennis Kucinich and liberals like what's this guy in Florida? You know his name, right?
Well, we have a crossover. See, over there we've got
we've got to support conservatives like Ron Paul.
We got Ron
and
Paul,
Alan Grayson.
Paul.
Alan Grayson is the guy I'm thinking of in Florida. Alan Grayson is a liberal Democrat, as is Dennis Kucinich, as is Bernie Sanders in Vermont, all calling for audit the Fed and right on audit
the
Fed.
We need to abolish the Fed, my friend.
Well, of course, but the only way we could find out that they're really screwing us is by auditing them, and that would be the first step. And I absolutely think that our system is providing an avenue for, if people become more involved and educated about this, really stick it to them.
Our new film, Frankenfed, the Monster Amongst Us, you can go to Free World Filmworks and get it.
Right.
Free World Filmworks. In fact, what I'm doing with the British Constitution Group, I'm allowing them for the next 2 years to offer it as a donation. If anyone is going to give 15 quid or 15 pounds or more, they can get Frankenfed out of the British Constitution Group. And I was at the AV conference in Bristol, this is about a week ago, with Ian Crane. They've got to act together. The talk shows, the few talk shows over there, have really put it together, just like you. You need to be on this station,
well,
and you need to be on the station at least
call,
3 hours
call MZ.
A day.
It's K and MZ that will decide. But in meanwhile, I'm very grateful to be filling in for MZ today. And thanks so much for calling. I don't want to I don't want to keep all the other calls on hold. But thanks for calling from Las Vegas. You're also a caller who I generally don't, if ever, I don't think I've ever heard him on KSEO. So there we go. There's three callers already that are brand new callers, and we haven't heard from the usuals. So I say, yeah. Now, Marcella and Salinas, I'm sorry you've been on hold so long. I'm going to take your call, but I just want to grab Vince really quick in Carmel, just because he's calling about this contractor thing. And anyway, I just wanted to get you on real quick. Now you're here. Vince, speak.
Okay. I listen to MZ every Saturday when I work in my shop.
But you don't call. I don't hear you as a regular caller. Have you called?
No, I don't. I'm kind of like the fence.
Another one. There we go. Four unusual, not regular callers. Thank you very much.
No, but I listen all the time. I'm a radio talk show.
Thanks for calling.
Anyway, getting back to our subject here, a lot of people, what they do is they try to, now don't take this personally, but they try to act as a contractor.
Right. That's what I do. That's me.
Yeah. Anyway, and it works out to be a nightmare. Because the subs know that this is a one-time shot thing, so they can take once they get the job, they can take their time.
Right.
So you pay a little bit more, you get a license.
It's not a little bit more. I got a bid for $50,000 to do something that I was doing, and I was able to get it way lower than that by doing the subs myself.
You got to find somebody who has a good track record, and what they do is like for me, it's a little bit more. But if you save the hassle. I use the same subs for 20 years, and they know that if they don't, they screw up, they're not going to have another job. So they're in Johnny on the spot all the time because they get the thing done. So that's the
Hey, you know what? You're right. I can't argue with you. You're absolutely right. If you are a general contractor, you hold more sway than an independent homeowner. But isn't that kind of sad that they have to really behave like that?
I feel there is some really people that really take responsibility in their business. You know, there really is out there, and some of these guys they do take on too much.
Vince,
and they take advantage of it.
Thank you so much. I want to get to Marcella, who's been holding.
Okay,
thanks a lot for calling. Thanks, appreciate it. Marcella, you're on the air.
Thank you, Glenn. Finally, anyway,
yeah, sorry to keep that hold so long.
I'm glad you're an Alex Jones fan, but you haven't even touched on mandatory vaccination.
Oh, well, it's on my list. How many things can I touch on in such a short period of time?
Well, this is like the biggest civil rights issue of our time.
Well, have they instituted mandatory vaccinations yet?
Yes, you hear story. Well,
where?
Obama says
where?
It's voluntary, but you hear story after story of health workers being threatened to have their job taken away. There's husbands pitting against wives, parents pitting against children who don't want to be vaccinated. This is so important, and you have these college students. I know they're rioting because they're getting an increase in their tuition of about $10,000. Well, if they're vaccine-injured or they have children that are vaccine-injured someday, it's going to be more than $10,000.
I completely agree with not vaccinating for the swine flu, and that's something I'll be happy to talk about.
But all these vaccine clinics are at colleges. About 3 weeks ago, I went to my son's junior college, Hartnell College, here in Salinas.
Right.
And I got threatened twice with being arrested in the same day. Been arrested
what
my whole life.
What would they arrest you for?
I had a sign that said, please ask to read the vaccine insert so that people would know the horrible ingredients in the swine flu. It has a full dose of mercury, thimerosal. It has aluminum. It has, for people who are so pro-life, they should realize that they use aborted fetus tissues to make vaccines. I just want to make people aware.
Aaron, so what were they threatening to arrest you for, and did you have a right to stand there with a sign?
Well, they said they said I couldn't. They said I had to be far away on the sidewalk. And first they said, take away the sign. So I got rid of the sign. But then another guy came up and he tried to arrest me again. You know, even if I didn't have the sign, they don't want you there. I mean, they don't want people informed. They're not informed themselves. You know, people are being fear-mongered 10 times, 20 times a day with all these news stories about the so-called people who die of the swine flu, which is a lot of bull. Most of them had underlying conditions. They don't talk about, like, the 48 girls who have died from Gardasil. They don't talk about the 10,000 babies who die of SIDS every year, and they don't know why. And as far as being viewed from afar. Europeans, if you meet any European mothers, either immigrate to this country or just come and visit, they are horrified by what U.S. citizens do to their own babies. They inject the mothers in utero at birth.
Marcella.
They give them, within 2 hours, a hepatitis B shot.
Marcella, I just had two babies born right here, and we haven't vaccinated either, and we refused the hepatitis B shot at the hospital, and I'm going to talk about that next hour.
Please do.
Let me just quickly ask you, are you a new call to the station? Have you called the station before?
I call occasionally.
MZ kind of has a love-hate relationship with me. You're a fresh caller. I don't hear you regularly. So anyway, thanks for calling. That's an hour of all fresh new callers. And now we have 11 o'clock, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, back after Fox News.
Looks like the Democrats' entire health care effort in the Senate may rest on the shoulders of Arkansas Democrat Blanche Lincoln. She would be the necessary 60th vote to move the reform bill itself to the Senate floor for debate, now that Louisiana's Mary Landrieu is off the fence. Landrieu, however, is warning the Democratic leadership that this could be one-time support.
My vote today to move forward on this important debate should in no way be construed by the supporters of this current framework as an indication of how I might vote as this debate comes to an end.
All 40 Republicans are unanimously opposed to moving the bill forward for debate. The vote on that expected in about 6 hours. We'll talk about multitasking. Astronaut Randolph Breznik is outside the International Space Station, where he's scheduled to be doing some tinkering on a set of antennas for another hour and a half. While back on Earth in a Houston hospital, his wife Rebecca could be giving birth to the couple's second child any minute now. The U.S. has been backing up the evolving Iraqi government structure for years, and now there's emerged an area where the Iraqis are trying to return the favor. And that's in trying to help gain the release of those three Americans detained in Iran.
Iran is trying to use the hikers as a bargaining chip in the debacle with America over its suspected nuclear weapons program. An Iraqi official says the country made several efforts to try and get them released after the three wandered across an unmarked border back in July. No answer to repeated Iraqi messages from Iran, which says they're spies. Just how successful the Iraqis may be depends on how much more time Iran tries to buy on the nuclear issue. In Baghdad, Dominic DiNatale, Fox News Radio.
The elections in Iraq, scheduled for January, have been called into question by a disputed election law, with a vice president of the government exercising his power to veto it. The Iraqi parliament was to have taken a vote on that veto today, but it's been postponed. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
The cruelest man in television is also the highest earning guy in primetime, according to Forbes magazine. Simon Cowell made $75 million last year, beating Donald Trump at $50 million. Burying the king of pop wasn't cheap. Michael Jackson's funeral reportedly cost his estate more than $1 million, which includes a $590,000 crypt at Forest Lawn and $35,000 for the suit he was buried in. Denzel Washington will return to Broadway next spring for the revival of August Wilson's Fences. And Steven Tyler is back in the saddle after guitarist Joe Perry tweeted the Aerosmith frontman had quit the band. The two made a surprise appearance on stage at the Fillmore in New York and told fans all is well and Tyler isn't going anywhere. In Hollywood, Anita Vogel, Fox News.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
President Obama offering some concern about government spending in his weekly radio and internet address, and he also portrayed his just-ended Asia trip as a trade-promoting jobs creator.
We need to spend less, save more, and get our federal deficit under control. We also need to place a greater emphasis on exports so that we can build, produce, and sell to other nations. Exports that can help create new jobs at home and raise living standards throughout the world.
For the Republicans, it was another opportunity to disparage the Democrats' health care reform effort.
This is not true health care reform, and it is not what the American people want. This bill will result in higher premiums and higher health care costs for Americans, period.
Idaho Senator Mike Crapo delivering the GOP weekend speech. In Afghanistan, there's been an explosion outside the luxury Serena Hotel in the capital, Kabul. A shopkeeper saying he witnessed a rocket crashing into the hotel compound wall. Reports so far of some injuries, no deaths. It's been getting harder and harder for smokers to find places to light up, and now a Pennsylvania healthcare outfit is letting it be known that when it comes to employment opportunities, smokers need not apply.
Williamsport-based Susquehanna Health System says starting January 1st, any applicants looking for jobs will have to pass not only the traditional drug test, but also a nicotine screening. And since nicotine remains in the blood for 2 to 3 weeks, they can't say they just quit yesterday. An ACLU attorney tells the Harrisburg-based Patriot News the ban may stand up in court since tobacco users are not a protected class. A spokesperson for the system who runs three PA hospitals says the policy will be applicable for everyone, from managers and doctors all the way down to the lowest paid worker. In Harrisburg, Bob Hauer, Fox News Radio.
Well, those vampires appear to be sucking up all the money at the nation's multiplex box offices this weekend. The Twilight Saga New Moon is reportedly taking in $72 million just in its first day, which would break the previous record set by The Dark Knight. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your Central Coast forecast for the weekend. Today, we're going to have sunny skies, high of 60, northwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 41, and light winds. On Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 62, west-southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, increasing to 10 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming east 10 knots after midnight. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. Current temperatures, we got Monterey at 52 degrees. It's 51 in Salinas and 50 in Watsonville. We're at 57 degrees here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time is 11:06 and 15 seconds on this Saturday, November 21st, 2009. Up next, we have the second hour of the Saturday special with Glenn. Stay tuned. You're tuned into KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
It's going to be another hour of radio therapy. You get to be my therapist, and I get to use radio as the ultimate therapy vehicle, spewing all my ideas, and you get to tell me how crazy I am.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Well, we have 7 minutes after 11 o'clock, and we have another hour or so of news talk or anything talk. So far, what have we talked about? We talked about the price of gold and the U.S. dollar. We talked about the swine flu injections. We talked about the global New World Order conspiracy. And also, I started the show out, and I mentioned my experience with various tradespeople coming to my house to work and how, you know, how much of a pain in the butt that is. When they come and they show up at your house, they start your job and then they run off and do something else. And, they don't tell you when they're going to be back and you can't even get them back on the phone. So also another thing I brought up was, Thanksgiving. We got it coming up, later next week, and when you sit down around the table with all the different people you don't get to see all year round, or maybe you do, but There'll certainly be people at the table there that you only see on Thanksgiving. And what do you actually talk about? And with me, you know, the conversation always tends to drift toward politics. And I'm always the only one in my family who feels the way I do. So, but so far, last hour, I really didn't feel so crazy after all, because it seems like everyone who called up made me feel like I'm not alone in the wilderness. I guess that's one of the reasons why I use this magnificent medium as therapy, because it's great therapy to know that you're not the only one out there who thinks the way you do. But, you know, other than this show, I can tell you what, listening to talk radio up and down the dial and television, I have no reason to believe that there's anyone who feels the way I do, even though there are hundreds of people or thousands that do. You wouldn't know it by listening to or watching CNN or Fox or any of the networks at all. And I have a funny feeling this person will also agree with the way I feel, and it's Gary in Live Oak. Gary, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm one of those less valued, moth-eaten, old-time callers. I won a contested Republican primary for Congress a couple decades ago, and on the front page of the newspaper tabloid that I publish, I put that trilateralism commission is the issue. Barry Goldwater said the Trilateral Commission is a vehicle for the multinational consolidation of commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States and a skillful, coordinated effort to seize and consolidate the four centers of power. And he goes into the four centers of power. Now, our Obama, the president, his first job was with Business International, which is a CIA cover. Anybody can just pop that on Google and discover that. You'll find that there are more members of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, the founder of the Trilateral Commission, Zbigniew Brzezinski, together with David Rockefeller, founded the Trilateral Commission. That is his chief advisor. You'll find that the you mentioned NAFTA earlier, in which they talked about, Rockefeller talks about it being necessary for the New World Order. It was Newt Gingrich, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, that got the majority in order to push NAFTA through. Everything is geared towards global government and world currency, and the depression we're going through now is by design. That's why they've shipped off the steel mills and the prevented power stations and refineries from being built in the United States.
Yeah, Ross Perot warned us about it.
You go through, you look again at his staff. One of part of Obama's staff is the former congressman from this area who is Leon Panetta. He's the head of the CIA. Now, he first campaigned, you read his own biography, he campaigned for Nelson Rockefeller. When he quit the White House, he went to Winthrop Rockefeller, again in his own biography, to get his endorsement for the balance of his career. And most lately, he's been on the Pew Commission on the Oceans. Together, his co-chairman is David Rockefeller III. He can't sneeze or leave a restroom without, you know, getting permission from David Rockefeller. The Pew Commission recommends that the oceans be turned over to the United Nations so that any vessel that ships on it, any fish that's taken out of it, any mining that goes on it, that the United Nations, the world government, together with Gore and his, you know, globalistic gang, benefit while we continue to be reduced, not even allowed to leave a snail trail. You know, our carbon footprint is now a crime. And
I guess you agree with me that global warming is a hoax and it's phony and it doesn't exist.
Well, all science shows that. I'm not a scientist myself, but certainly they're using it. They'll use legitimate issues also, but it's always to garner more power for themselves.
You know what I don't understand, Gary? You know what I don't understand? I've been on the air now for an hour and 15 minutes, and I haven't had one person call up to say I'm a kook. And usually, you'd think that, you know, given the fact that my point of view and your point of view and all the other callers who have agreed with both of us, you know, that we are the odd men out. We are the lone, you know, examples of what we're talking about.
Well,
you would think that there would be so many people calling up to say, hey, you're a kook. Where do you think this? There's no world, new world order. September 11th was just a bunch of crazy terrorists with some box cutters who downed those buildings, and it was just a coincidence that building number 7 seemed to implode on the very same day for no particular reason. And you're a total kook, and keep smoking weed and stop believing all that nonsense. But nobody, yep. Nobody's calling up 479-1080. To tell me what a kook I am for thinking that there's a global New World Order conspiracy and that 9/11 is an inside job and that Barack Obama and McCain are the same, two sides of the same coin.
What's
and there's
really
no such thing as a choice in this country.
The fact that the three newspapers locally have been bought out by the Bilderbergers.
Yes.
Melinda Gates is a Bilderberger. The foundation for Bill and Melinda Gates, they use their tax-exempt foundations. They bought the Mercury, the Herald, and the Sentinel. And that's why they have nothing but trash to read, and they never get two such things as the Copenhagen Treaty and all the other things that are just slicing the head off, whittling away our independence. Both the county and the city have contracts with a World Bank and the United Nations Front called ICLEI, and they're changing our laws to conform to a North American Union.
That's the only way they'll be able to pull this off.
Won't even bring it up.
Gary, the only way they'll be able to pull this off is to do it with treaties. They're not going to be able to do it with laws because the Congress will definitely not vote in the laws that they need, because if they did, the people would vote those people out of office.
Well, right,
and democracy would work.
The supervisors and the city council are voting those laws through. They're conforming those laws.
Well, no, here in Santa Cruz is different. Santa Cruz is different. But I mean, in general, across the United States, the only way they'll get this done is by treaties, because there are people out there who would oppose this.
Yes, treaties are dangerous.
Treaties are dangerous. So, listen, I appreciate your calling.
You betcha. Take care.
You take care. Thank you, Gary. That's Gary. He's the first regular caller we had. And I don't even know if he's such a regular caller anyway. He is more of a fly-by-night, drive-by shooter. And, you know, I do agree with him. And anyway, so we got the 45 minutes left in this show. You can get on the air real quick. Not a big commitment to call up and be on the radio. Either support me or disagree with me, 479-1080. 479-1080. I'll have you on and off in 2 minutes if you want. Okay, so we're going to rapid fire through the rest of the show with a lot of calls. Greg in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I was going to call up and call you a kook.
There you go. Now, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, why am I a kook?
Well, I'm just asking, now this is my question. You're worried about a world government and tyranny taking over?
Terribly worried. I stay up at night worrying, yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I didn't get good sleep last night.
My question to you is there anything that we should do to cooperate on a worldwide level?
I don't think voluntary cooperation is a bad thing at all. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I do think that supporting the oceans and the environment is a noble cause, but it should be done voluntarily. I don't think we should be subservient to a body of international laws, not at least without the American public going along with it. Greg?
Yeah?
That was my... I'm done. Did you have anything else to add to that?
Well, I was curious because it seems to me that there's a big fear going on right now. And I believe in a grand conspiracy, but it's the one I believe has existed since time began. The rich people rule the roost, and they control us serfs.
Yes. Okay.
So,
well, that's, you know, the nature of capitalism. There's always going to be some who have more than others, and that's never going to change so long as we have capitalism. But even if we did have communism, there's always the proletariat and the people who have via the committees in the government that gives them the upper hand. So there is no other way other than there's never going to be everyone has the exact same of everything. That's, you know, the nature of the beast, I guess.
Capitalism and free enterprise are not synonymous. They're not.
No, I agree. This is a corporate capitalism. It's corporate monopoly capitalism that we have, and that's the problem. We need to level the playing field and make it easier for the small guy to compete. I agree with you there.
Yeah, and when Reagan got elected, I saw that things were not going to turn out well, and they haven't.
Right. Well, Reagan is no different than...
We've enriched the rich people beyond their wildest dreams.
Yes.
The top 5% own 65% of everything. Everything. The money, the property, anything of value. Leaves the other 95% of us trying to work out 45%.
And if that's not bad enough, if you try to save any money, the inflation will eat away whatever the taxes didn't already eat away.
We've created the company towns of the old railroad days.
See, I think, and I was saying earlier in the show, the Federal Reserve should be worried about inflation, not deflation. And if that means that they need to raise interest rates, and if people who are relying on low interest rates to get jobs lose some jobs, I would rather, I'm sorry to say this, I don't mean to seem heartless, but I'm more concerned about inflation eating away at all the hard-earned savings of Americans that, you know, basically, if you want to try to buy gold to protect yourself against the decline in the purchasing power of the dollar, and your gold investment does well, which it probably would in an inflationary environment, and then you go to sell your gold, you're going to have to pay income tax on that. You're going to have to pay capital gains tax on that. When all you were trying to do is just simply hold on to the same purchasing power that you earned when you got your paycheck and you put that money in the bank. Now, how right is that? It's crazy.
Wow, you worry about money a whole lot.
Well, hey, who doesn't these days? Greg, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You're a fine man, and you don't have to agree with me to call in. Just dial 479-1080, and you'll be on the air. Now, Jack in Felton did just that. Thanks for calling 479-1080. Jack, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I got to run now. It took up a lot of time. But I don't know why, when y'all talk about these conspiracies and these plans and all this stuff, nobody ever reads out loud PNAC. And I don't get that. I don't understand why you never talk about PNAC on your station.
Well, you have the right to, and that's why you called, so go ahead.
Well, are you familiar with it? All of your listeners should Google search PNAC.
The Partnership for a New American Century.
Absolutely.
And the Partnership for a New American Century was formed by William Crystal.
Right, and all the other SOBs signed on to it and got positions in the Bush White House and the Bush administration, and they made it happen. They wrote the
PNAC is definitely
1997.
They're global imperialists who want to use the U.S.
Yes.
as the world police department.
That's right, and they put it right into action.
And you know what? All the neocons on Fox and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are subscribers to the PNAC philosophy.
Yes, absolutely. Every one of those devils. And I don't know why it never gets kicked around. This
well, now it's being kicked around right now.
Well, this was pre-planned. They wanted this in 1997, and they got it in 2003.
Right. And if you ask me, Obama is also right in step with PNAC as well.
I'm not so certain about that.
Okay, tell me why he's not. Tell me how he differs.
Because I think he's a bit more of a diplomat than he's.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we're in war with Iran next year, we'll see if you eat your words.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
But I think you better worry about Venezuela and Colombia right now.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully the peace will prevail. And Jack, thank you for calling KSCO. We'll go to Mike in Scotts Valley. Mike, you called 479-1080, and you're now on the radio. Go.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. Thank you. Thanks for calling KSCO. And by the way, this is Glenn sitting in for MZ, taking
hi, Glenn.
Mainly new callers, not the same old callers, because I shooed them away at the beginning of the show.
I guess so, because I called, and I've not done that before. But I have 2 points. One is, I'm a builder, and, you know...
You're a builder, but you're not a builder burger. There's a big difference there.
You know, I'm waiting for the invitation. It hasn't showed up yet.
I'll invite you.
All right, cool. I've always been skeptical of conspiracy theories, and, you know, especially with 9/11... But I watched a presentation by architects and engineers for 9/11.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
These are professionals, okay? And you know what? The facts don't add up to the government conspiracy theory.
You're so right, but I wonder if those architects and engineers will show up at your house and start a job and then walk away and leave you hanging.
No, they won't. You know, I actually started – that's my second point. I actually started a group and it's called the Santa Cruz Construction Guild.com, and it's the referral network online, and you can go there, and you can tap into the referral network. So that should t- take care of that other point. But the 9/11 thing is really interesting, you know.
It's interesting because now the many of the people who are on the 9/11 commission, they are now saying publicly that there were many things left out of what they found.
Yeah.
And they did that because they were told, they put in a room, and I'm speculating here, but I'm sure it's true. They were put in a room and they were told, you better not, you know, draw all these conclusions, because you can't imagine what it's going to do to the credibility of our system. So they were told basically, just like with JFK, same thing. It was a lone gunman, and what you see is what you get. There's no fishy business here at all. And that's basically what the findings were. And now all the widows of all the people who died in those buildings and on the planes they're now the biggest advocates for 9/11 truth.
That's right. That's right. And that's really who we owe this to. I mean, something happened. The explanations don't fit the facts. And the reason you said that, you're kind of amazed that nobody's calling in, or only a few people are calling in and calling you a kook. That's because of the power of the internet, that people actually have access to information that when the media was more controlled, when access to the media is more controlled through regular media like television or newspapers, you know, these facts didn't come out. Well, with the internet, yes, there is a lot of, it's a giant rumor mill. There's a lot of lies and things going around, but there's also facts.
So let me ask you this. You are not a usual voice I hear on KSCO. You're not a regular caller, are you?
No, it's first time.
First time ever.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But I've listened. I mean, I've been in Santa Cruz a long time. And
well, there we go. I can tell you right now, we have breached the 10 mark. We've had already 10 new callers or not regular callers to KSCO. Thank you, Mike, for calling in. And here we are, and it's Glenn hosting the show for MZ on Saturday. And all the usual callers are gone, and we're taking all new callers. Isn't that wonderful? And Rick from Scotts Valley, you're a new caller? Hello?
Oh, no, I've called
her. You're a regular caller. Okay, that's okay. We could take a couple regular callers since we've had so many new callers. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, you're on the air. Go.
Okay, well, I didn't call you up to call you a kook. I used to call my dad a kook back in the 70s and the 60s when he would tell me the same thing that you're saying. I called him a kook back then, but it's coming full circle, and it is in our face so much. And it's not conspiracy anymore. All these people have websites. You can go look at the IMF. You can look at the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. And the head of the Council on Foreign Relations was on Bill Maher the other night spouting his puke, you know.
Who's the name of him? Who is that? What's his name?
Starts with an H. I can't remember. Harris or?
Oh, no, I don't remember. I know. Okay. I watch Bill Maher too, and I don't remember that. But anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, would you call me a kook if I told you that the man that shot everybody at Fort Hood was a consultant being paid by the Homeland Security Department?
Do you have evidence of that? Or is that a speculative announcement?
I have evidence. I have a Homeland Security document. It's the initial study of Obama's putting everybody in place for the study of Homeland. I mean, Edwin Meese is also on the docket, you know, as they list the names. But I picked the PDF up off of the internet, and sure enough, I'm not sure what it says. You know, something military council or something like that, a medical council. And I've got the PDF. I think I even might have shipped it to Corey already, but. Yeah, it's stuff like that, but I think we have a far greater fear. I mean, it's one thing for the money people to take over and control all of us little worker bees, but when you start thinking about the Islamic movement, enforced religion on us and execution if you don't, you know, buy into the Muslim religion, I think that's going to be a far greater fear I think people should have to be worrying about than whether or not we go a one-world government. But
right. Okay, I sound like I'm echoing. Hello. Echo. Okay.
I'm here.
Thank you for calling. I'm going to move on to another caller. I appreciate you calling in. Do you mind if I don't want to rudely hang up on you, but do you mind if I say goodbye?
Well, one thing. Okay. You said you couldn't do it by law. Just That would be 211. And
okay, fair enough. D, calling from Berkeley. You are definitely a new caller to KSCO. And do you receive our signal in Berkeley, or how are you listening in Berkeley?
I'm online.
Oh, you're online. Well, welcome to the KSCO audience. And once again,
I'd like
glad to have a new caller on the air.
I'd like to make a quick suggestion to you first. You give out the phone number fairly frequently, but you don't...
479-1080 is the phone number. Yeah,
yeah,
but I don't...
You don't give the area code.
Oh, good point. 831-479-1080. 831-479-1080. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines open. So if you want to get on the air, you only have a half an hour left. Call.
So I just wanted to make a quick suggestion.
Go ahead.
You earlier in the program last hour, a student called, I think, from Santa Cruz University, and you two briefly talked about the concerns that today's students in California have about raised fees, and very valid concerns, obviously. And I wanted to suggest to you a YouTube video that I think is informative and could clear up some issues, because I think a lot of the students are really confused, and even the professor is very confused about why they are facing such high rates. And that YouTube
video... It's because of the administrators. They're sucking all the money off the top, and it's not getting down to the actual operations of the school.
Well, I think that's a factor, but I think that's kind of a simplistic view.
Tell me this. Why should an administrator get paid $400,000 or even $300,000, let alone $600,000 some of them are making?
Hey,
why?
I'm not arguing with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's only a piece of the puzzle. You know, I don't even think it's the biggest part of it. But anyway, for another point of view, if people are really, really would like some fresh ideas on this, I would suggest a YouTube video that is titled, I can't give you the link over the phone, but it's titled Peter Schiff at Harvard University.
Yeah, I know Peter Schiff.
Yeah, and he specifically does talk about how tuition rates have been bid up so high. And it would just be a new angle for people to look at that I think could be...
Now, what is he saying primarily?
Well, he's pointing out that part of the problem is that the market mechanism has been totally lost in education because of the heavy hand of government involvement. And he specifically mentioned the role of student loans. Now, when I was a student at Cal, I got a student loan too. But in those days, tuition wasn't the staggering figure it is today, so that students didn't end up in, you know, paying back their loans for... I don't know how long it takes now. The loans are so high. But anyway, he pointed out that because of the ease of student loans, what has happened over time, while it was well-intended legislation, as most legislation is well-intended, the net effects over time...
Right, because if you give someone a lot of money, then the universities are going to find a way to take that money.
Absolutely.
If the money is out there, it's the same thing with the home loans.
Yeah.
When they were giving away home loans like candy on Halloween,
exactly,
the prices of homes went up in an unsustainable way and caused the economic calamity that we are in right now.
It's just the market mechanism. If you bid up the prices, they happily go up.
And that's
up.
Why I think deflation is not such a bad thing. Yet the Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates low, and they're worried about deflation, not inflation. And I think inflation is the problem that faces us here in this country.
I totally agree with
you. Dee, thank you for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have no callers on the line. That means if you wanted to be on the radio, now's your chance. You call up and the first caller in gets on the air at 831-479-1080. 831-479-1080, and you will be on the radio immediately. There is nobody holding. Okay, so I'm gonna talk until some people call in and want to be on the air. Let's talk about what I said I was going to talk about last hour. I just had two beautiful babies, my wife and I, and we went to the hospital. And being at the hospital in and of itself is an intimidating experience. Why? Because sometimes there's nurses who know better than you, and they call the shots and they boss you around, and you've got to fight for your rights at a hospital. So that's one topic I would love to throw out there as fodder if you wanted to pick up the phone and call. Have you ever been in a hospital and felt more like you were in jail, in prison? I know once I was in a hospital and I had to rip the IV cords off my arm because I wanted to leave and nobody was enabling me to leave. Now, when we were there having our babies, we had written it out in advance. No hepatitis V vaccines. And fortunately for us, we didn't have too much of a hard time with that. But there were times there when the nurses really did get on my nerves because they started calling the shots and I felt like I was not in control. And I'm there to try to protect my wife. As it turns out, my wife got a cesarean section. And they pushed pretty hard. They pushed that cesarean section pretty hard. And they started, you know, talking about my, you know, how my wife's life was in danger if we didn't have those kids right away. We needed to, you know, do the cesarean right away. So what I'm throwing out there as a topic for you, if you wish to call in, is what rights do you have at a hospital? And I know you do. And what rights do you feel like you have? Because there's a big gap. The big gap between what they say is the patient's bill of rights and actually how you're made to feel when you're inside a hospital. I don't care if you're giving birth or if you're there in the ER for whatever. Very often you feel like you are a cog in the wheel there. And I think it's more important right now when you walk into a hospital that you are in control of yourself and you make decisions about what drugs you take and what surgery you get. And anyway, I think the most tender time, the most sensitive time to be in a hospital is during the birth of your children. And I had two beautiful baby girls that gave birth. And I can tell you, it was a little nerve-wracking being in the hospital environment during that. Can you relate? Or once again, do you want to tell me that I'm crazy? This is radiotherapy and I am the patient. My name is Glenn and I'm sitting in for MZ. We got a full board full of calls already. Dorothy in San Ardo is on the air. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Glenn. I just kind of want to play devil's advocate for just a little while, and it's not about hospitals but about the universities and the students that are protesting the increases
sure.
in their fees.
Sure, that's fine.
And I just kind of want to throw something out there. How many of those students also protest and push for big business being put out of business, and they're doing it via regulation on the environmental level? We are small family farmers. And we're at the point, because of some of the farming ground we have, is, you know, we're receiving no water because of regulation, environmental regulation, that our business will go under eventually if this continues.
You know, it's because of all of the pablum that the college professors are feeding the little minds of mush.
It's exactly right. And they're out protesting in support of all of this regulation and so forth. They're not even realizing that their fees are going up because business cannot do business in California. Therefore, the tax revenues that would have been generated by all the products that we would have produced and paid taxes on simply isn't there anymore because we can't produce.
I completely agree. The small guy regulations only apply to small people. The big factory farms and the big industrial agribusinesses, they benefit from from the red tape and the regulation which the government puts on the small guy.
I'm going to throw something at you right now.
Okay, go ahead.
We are small farmers. We cannot, under any circumstances, afford to farm and we have a fairly good amount of land and a farming ground in the Central Valley.
Let me ask you, where is San Ardo? Because
it's 65 miles south of Salinas, lower tip of Salinas
so
Valley.
So in the Salinas Valley near what's another town that's near you?
You're
like King City, right?
Bradley and San Lucas. King City is the closest population center. Yes.
Got it.
And we're 21 miles south of that.
Now that's unusual that somebody calls KSCO within your listening zone and. I don't recognize the town.
Well, I'm able to listen during the daylight hours. At night when Charlie's on, I'm unfortunately, in the summertime I can get you, but I can't get you in the wintertime in the evening. But our farming property, we're down in San Ardo also, but also we have property in the central San Joaquin Valley. We cannot, even though we own a fairly large block of land, we cannot afford to farm it. Therefore, we lease it to what some people would call big farming businesses there,
right.
Because, you know, $120,000 for a tractor, hundreds of thousands of dollars of workforce and so forth, there's no way. And if we don't have the farming, it's all small farmers that are trying to do this work but they have allowed a bigger farming corporation to do the work and take on the expenses of it.
They've regulated you out of business, and that's the best regulation is the best friend of those big businesses.
And believe me, those big farmers over there that everybody calls the big farmers, they're farming for many small farmers because small farmers can't afford to do it. And they are under exactly the same regulations, but they can afford to pay the lawyers and the fees and the permits.
You're absolutely right. You know, another example, and it's a little different than what you're doing, but, I mean, just a sort of parallel example is the issue of marijuana. Because it's illegal, the mob, organized criminals, get to grow it, make a lot of money. And if it were legal, then the price of it would come way down, and, you know, everyone could grow it in their backyard. But because they keep it illegal, the mafia, the organized criminals out there who run the rackets, they get to make all the big money on selling marijuana.
Well,
it's a similar kind of thing.
We're getting into something that is a non-essential product. You know, the food that's grown in the Central Valley is an essential product. And it's just like Kay, I'm sure, would agree. If we think that foreign oil is expensive, just wait till we have to rely on foreign countries to provide our food for us.
Got it.
And it is a tragedy. It's a tragedy that we cannot provide our own power, be it oil or whatever. We cannot provide it for ourselves because of environmental regulation. I'm not saying throw anything
to the breeze. You're making a perfect example. You are demonstrating perfectly how regulation is the best friend of the big businesses. And that's why you don't see Rush Limbaugh or Fox or Sean Hannity talking about this issue, because they are on the side of the big businesses, even though they wrap themselves in the flag and they talk about free enterprise and capitalism and how great America is. They are the mouthpiece of the big establishment.
I think you need to listen more carefully to them. They are all for small businesses, but they also know that because of this regulations and so forth, there cannot be a small business.
Yeah,
they're
not your champion, Dorothy. They are not.
I listen
not work
to them
for
to get information so that I can make decisions myself, just as I listen to others that are probably on the other side, because we need to have all the information.
Well, Dorothy,
but it makes more sense to me that if these students that are protesting these high prices wouldn't be so quick to put down some of these businesses that support this state, then perhaps they wouldn't have to pay quite so much in the fees that they
do
pay.
Fair enough. Thank you for using KSCO to speak out. And let me ask you, are you there still?
Oh, yes.
You're not a regular caller, are you?
I've called, maybe 3 or 4 times over the past 10 years.
Oh, wow. So
yes.
Once again,
we
have a fresh voice.
Well,
on the radio.
I do more listening than I do calling.
Well,
so
thanks, and I appreciate you doing both.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling KSCO AM 1080 and dialing 479-1080, which is what Lee from Salinas did. Lee, you're not a regular caller either, are you?
No.
Oh, once again.
However,
awesome to have you on the air.
Dear people, I appreciate him.
Yeah.
This lady, I did not call, but what you and this lady were just talking about, but I've been exposed to it from different angles, and you can't shut down and send water to the ocean and service smelt that are not native to the point where you dry up half the San Joaquin Valley. When you cut the water off to a tree that has taken years to get established, it dies. And you can't bring it back. And when the Japanese are coming over here to investigate the seriousness of this, they are going to take their business out of this country to some other country. And the end of the story on that is that we have 500 bureaucracies coming out of Sacramento. Sacramento spent $1 billion. They dedicated to CARB. Dr. Bill Wattenberg on KGO, you can call him tonight and talk to him about this. He'll show you killcarb.com, because the head chief daddy rabbit of CARB was found to have a mail order PhD, and they sidelined him. They didn't can him. And we're being forced on something that is improper, not real science, and it's going to break the back of the rolling vehicle industry. And the end of the story here today is that we, the people, I've heard either Sean Hennessy or Rusty Humphrey or both of them come over to the valley and jump up and down over this water issue
And this water issue's got to be turned around. You don't turn water off unless you have a means of servicing those people until they can, until you can change the system or upgrade it.
You're right, but they don't care about you.
Well, they have to be brought to the table and they have to be taken out of office if that is what.
Absolutely,
Meg Whitman hit it on the head. 80% more in the last 10 years. We haven't got 80%. We've gotten buried, and these people are, and they've got I mean, I get a kick out of them up in the mountains. They in the Sierras, they don't want anybody to have a fire, but I can take you to places where all the people that all have a fire in their fireplace. When they burn that kind of wood smoke, the other day they burned here at Fort Ord, and it's gone. And when Mount St. Helens blew her top and the ash column went all the way to Chicago, Illinois the next morning, it's been going on from the beginning of time. And the other countries in the world, China and over in Dubai and everything, they're putting out emissions increasing, and that is not the truth. And if we don't get down to the truth, we're not going to be anything. We've got a political system right now that's going to destroy the United States dollar on the world level, and this country can't keep going.
You're absolutely right, and you know the point is that I'm trying to make, I think, throughout the show. It's not a liberal versus conservative, Republican versus Democrat issue. This is an issue of liberty versus tyranny. And it doesn't matter who what party you belong to. You are either going to subscribe to liberty or tyranny. And when both Tweedledee and Tweedledum represent tyranny,
right,
and you think you have a choice and you think you're participating in a democratic system, but you're really not. That's the problem. And if you keep watching almost all of the media outlets, you'll continue believing this false paradigm. Thank you so much, Lee, for calling.
One more thing, please?
Yes, please.
Okay, the issue that I called about was this $1 billion that was just dedicated to CARB. They should not have given that much, because look at what the kids are now in the U.S. USC, throughout the whole California system, they're running out. They don't say they don't have money, or they're causing this. They shouldn't allow that. That 7,000 teachers are being laid off, yeah. and that is part of that money. I mean, improper expenditure, and they just keep up doing it. Yeah. I guess kick it to Sam Farr the other day. He's back there promoting that health care bureaucracy that's
going to break it back. Sam Farr is, in my mind, and this is only my point of view, not those of the advertisers or owners of the station.
Right.
Sam Farr is no better than any of them.
Yeah, exactly.
He is just part of a cog in the system. He's not doing what he needs to be doing as our representative.
I ran into him one day and he had a flat tire, and I stopped and helped him. But boy, if I ever see the guy, I'm going to tell him my mind.
Thank you. And next time anyone sees Sam Farr or what's her name, Achoo.
Yeah.
God bless you. I just sneezed. they got to say, hey, support HR 1207. Audit the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Time to go to a break.
Thank you kindly.
AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. 479-1080. We'll be back after this.
Hi, Tim Whitlow from Whitlow Concrete. Pleased to sponsor this portion of the Saturday special on KSCO AM 1080. Get ideas for your project from our website, whitlowconcrete.com, and call us at 475-4499 for a free quote. That's 475-4499.
Hi folks, Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing. I thought I'd share a few statistics with you. Do you know how long a frog can hold its breath? It averages around 4 minutes. What's the pH content of soil supposed to be? It's around 6.5. When you look at a bag of fertilizer, it has three numbers on it. What's the first number represent? That would be nitrogen. Do you know how many nails the average roof requires? 7,000. How many gallons of water does it take to wash your clothes in a year? 2,000 gallons. A pound of wood has how many BTUs in it? That would be 8,600. Do you know where Ceres, California is? It's 127 miles from Santa Cruz. What's the percentage of roofing companies in the United States that will be out of business after they've installed a roof? Believe it or not, it's 80%. Here at Knox Roofing, we have information for you you just can't get anywhere else. Okay, give us a call at 461-0634. Thanks, folks.
It's time to unravel the mysteries of health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services, an authorized independent agent for Anthem Blue Cross.
A good way to make a smart decision is to write the pros on one half the page and the cons on the other. Then you can see which side makes the most sense. You can do the same when comparing health coverage. First, go to healthexchangeforall.com and select the two or three top quotes. Then click on the compare box and a side-by-side comparison will pop up. Next, use the power of my experience as a health insurance professional. We'll talk over the comparisons and make sure that you get the best coverage for you at the most affordable rates.
Unravel the mysteries of your health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services. Go to healthexchangeforall.com for a free quote and then give Pamela a call. That's healthexchangeforall.com.
California Insurance License 0D75558. Anthem Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Association.
What connects you to your doctor? Our guess, it's the relationship you've built together, the quality of care you receive, and that your doctor lives and works in this community. That's why, if you're Medicare eligible, you should consider enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan accepted by PMG, Physicians Medical Group of Santa Cruz County. By enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan with Physicians Medical Group, you're assured affordable, preventive, and routine medical care. This, plus access to over 300 local physicians and 42 specialties, both state-of-the-art hospitals, and convenient walk-in care. And best of all, it's all provided by a PMG primary care physician or specialist who, like you, is proud to call Santa Cruz County home. Visit us online or call 465-7800 to learn more. Your doctor, your plan. Medicare Advantage with PMG, Physicians Medical Group of Santa Cruz County.
The Friends of the Library's Fall Civic Auditorium Book Sale is on Friday, November 20th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. for members, and November 21st, 10 to 1 and 2 to 4 p.m. free to the public. Items are $1.50 a pound. From 1 to 2 on Saturday, qualified nonprofit organizations and other groups are invited to pick out free books. To qualify, 420-5798. From 2 to 4 p.m., items sell for $5 a bag. More information, call 420-5790.
KSCO, Santa Cruz.
I don't recognize it.
Are you serious?
No, it sounds familiar, but I can't tell you what it is.
Just you wait.
Maddie, this is it. Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, Black Sabbath, or is it just Ozzy independently?
Ozzy No More Tears is the name of the album.
Okay, yeah. I could dig. Good music. On AM 1080 KSCO, rocking the Monterey Bay at 8 minutes before 12 o'clock. Glenn in for MZ, taking your calls at 479-1080. Jason in Watsonville, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, good show.
Are you a new caller?
No, I call a couple times a month.
Okay, but you're not an annoying regular caller. That's good.
No, but I hope you get a regular show in here. That would be
it's up to the boss.
That'd be great. Well, you brought up an issue that just about a half hour ago, talking about what rights do you have in hospitals, And the two things I think of is you have a right not to be vaccinated, which it sounds like you asked not to be vaccinated, and it doesn't sound like they give you a hard time.
Not here in Santa Cruz, but I hear other places they intimidate you into into it. Yes.
Oh yeah, no, I that's why I'm kind of surprised they didn't give you a hard time. But yeah, absolutely, because you know you have a right not to vaccinate your kids, and but there, you know, there's a whole bureaucracy with that. The other issue I want to talk about is a lot of people don't know what's I never heard of this. It's called the Enumeration at Birth Program. Have you heard about that?
No.
It's basically a policy that the Social Security Administration and hospitals started about 20 years ago. And I don't know if you know this, Glenn, but American citizens are not required to have Social Security numbers. It's a huge, huge.
But you can't get a job. There's a lot of things you need a Social Security number for.
Well, that's what they tell you. See, that's what the businesses will tell you they need your Social Security number because CPAs tell them that's what they need. But there is no law requiring you to have one. And matter of fact, Social Security on their website will say it's voluntary to get a Social Security number for your child. And I have a letter saying it's voluntary for American citizens to have one. And so
I think it would be best not to have one if you ask me.
Well, yeah, because first of all, you cannot.
And plus, it's the mark of the beast.
Well, that's a lot of people believe too. But did you know you cannot even file a income tax return without a Social Security number? And the IRS, they cannot even create an account on you if you do not voluntarily apply for a Social Security number. And so here's what's going on at the
hospital. What happens when you want to go for a driver's license? Don't they ask you for it then?
Well, they ask you for it, but if you don't have one, then
you'd have to go to the DMV court and argue as to
No. Actually, I mean, no, you don't have to go to the DMV court. I mean, you have to know your rights. But I know people who have gotten a driver's license without a Social Security number.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Matter of fact, if people just Google enumeration at birth program, you know, things will come up. But my point is that the hospitals will actually, they will try over and over and over to basically have the parents sign a form to allow the hospital to apply for a Social Security number for your child. And there's this long procedure that basically, if the parents object, the hospital tells them this. There's like, you know, seven different steps that they repeatedly try to force a Social Security number on the child. So the point is, if it's voluntary, why are they being forced to get Social Security numbers for their children? And like you said, you know, it's the mark of the beast, but it, you know, and the real practical matter is, without a Social Security number, the government cannot track you. They can't track your earnings, your income. So you know, it's a great method for the government to, you know, to find out how much money you're making and all these different things. So that, you know, what one thing you can avoid to do if you have a baby in a hospital is, if you don't name your baby in the hospital, then you cannot get a Social Security number. So the best way to avoid it is not naming your baby in the hospital. You can do that later, or you can, you know, really enforce your rights there.
I think it just comes down to, sometimes what's good for society is not good for the individual. Mm-hmm. And what made America great, this is something to think about, folks, because the show is all but behind us. And if there's one thing I want you to remember until the next time I'm on the radio, and that is, what made this country great is, and it is great, to the extent to which we value the benefits and the rights of the individual over the mob. And whenever the interests of the mob are put over that of the individual, there is tyranny. Whenever the interests of the individual are put first, there is liberty. And I think one of the great things about what made America great is just that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, another example of that is vaccinations. You know, if you take a vaccine, you're really doing it for society, because you are helping diminish the spread of the disease, which will benefit society. But you are putting your own health at risk in many cases to get that same vaccine. And if you're not vaccinated, well, you're benefiting from all the other people who vaccinated themselves. But that's why they don't tell you all of the hazards into getting vaccinations.
Because they're
interested in what's good for society. Maybe, but I don't even think. I think that there's an eugenics program out there. These same people that we're talking about who put forth the global warming myth and all the other BS that everyone else is complaining about who called in on the show today, these same people want to cull the world population to make the planet healthier and reduce the number of humans on the planet. And one of the ways they can do that is by vaccinating us and giving us all these autoimmune diseases, which come from these vaccines.
Well, go ahead, to touch on that, if vaccines really work, then if they really protected you from the disease that they're vaccinating for, then there would be no reason to be afraid of somebody who's not vaccinated, because the people who are vaccinated would be protected even if that person had the disease.
Absolutely. And if you ask me, I always put the individual right first.
Mm-hmm.
And mob rule is not a good thing. We are a republic, not a democracy. And if the vast majority of people want to take away the rights of the individual, then that should not be. And so I do not believe in democracy and mob rule over the principles of our constitutional republic, which honors the liberties of the individual. Thank you, and I'm going to take one more call before we go.
Thanks, Glenn.
Actually, I just hung up on downtown Al. Are you there?
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, what's up?
Really good show, and I hope you get.
Now, are you not the same guy as Westside Al? Are you?
No, downtown.
You're downtown Al. Okay, so you're once again not a regular caller. Have you been on the show before?
But
downtown Al sounds like a handle, like you're a regular, but I don't hear you often on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not able to call that often.
All right, well, Downtown Al, what's on your mind, my friend?
Oh, I just wanted to say one thing. I get a little fed up with hearing these farmers complaining about the water situation because, you know, they made a deal with the devil. These are giant government projects that, especially the West Side and the Central Valley out there, federal and state projects that took water from another area. So, of course, they're going to be subjected to a lot of the federal regulations. And, you know, I didn't hear them complaining when they used tax dollars money to put in these big water projects for them or when they received subsidies. But then they start complaining about government when the stuff gets taken away from them. So this isn't like a lot of the old farm systems where, you know, farmer cooperatives went and built a dam up in the Sierras mm-hmm. and they owned it all themselves and regulated it themselves.
Al, I'm sorry, but
okay.
We'll have to wait
great
till next
show,
week.
Though.
Hey, thanks, my friend.
Love to hear more of you, and especially that guy
great.
Vernon who called in early.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
This is AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, time for Fox News. I'm Glenn, in for MZ.
That's all, folks.
KSU Santa Cruz, and we join Fox News already in progress.
5 hours.
Although I don't agree with everything in this bill, I have concluded that I believe it is more important that we begin this debate to improve our nation's health care system for all Americans, rather than just simply drop the issue and walk away.
Lincoln, like her Democratic colleague before her, Louisiana's Mary Landrieu, putting the leadership on notice, though, that this does not imply she'll vote for the bill itself. And that spells trouble for the Democrats down the road, since all 40 Republicans are in lockstep in their overt opposition to both this bill and the overall Obama administration and congressional health care reform effort. At least 42 people dead in a huge gas explosion underground in a coal mine in China in a province near the Russian border. More than 500 miners were in the mine at the time. A break in the case of those devastating hotel terror attacks in India 1 year ago.
Italian police have arrested two Pakistanis they say were involved in the Mumbai hotel attacks 1 year ago. The Pakistanis, father and son, were picked up in the northern Italian town of Brescia, where they run a Western Union money transfer agency. The men are accused of helping fund and provide logistical support for the Mumbai attacks, which left 165 people dead after a shooting rampage at luxury hotels, a Jewish center, and a popular restaurant. In Rome, Greg Burke, Fox News Radio.
Right about now, Michael Jackson's iconic rhinestone-studded glove he was wearing when he first publicly performed the moonwalk in 1983 is being auctioned off at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York's Times Square. It's part of a collection of Jackson memorabilia on the block. Its pre-auction estimate of worth is between $40,000 and $60,000. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Fox
News Talk salutes our listeners in the Mount Rushmore state of South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Sun shines down on a South Dakota morning. And I can see their faces in my eyes. I wish they were behind me. My enemy can find me. If only to remind me that I'm really not alone. All the South Dakota mornings I have known. All the South Dakota mornings I have known.
Thanks for listening to Fox News Talk, and stay tuned as we continue our salute to the 50 states of freedom.
From the Middle East, word from Hamas that it's reached an agreement with other militant groups in Gaza to stop firing rockets at towns in southern Israel. While Hamas has mostly refrained from rocket fire since the three-week Israeli offensive in Gaza last January, in which 1,400 Palestinians and 13 Israelis were killed, these other groups had continued intermittent attacks. Closing arguments from the prosecution in the trial in Italy of an American student and her former boyfriend accused in the fatal stabbing of her British roommates.
DNA evidence taken from the scene of the crime put Raffaele Slesciuto, put Amanda Knox, and put Rudy Guidet all at the scene. And we will hear from the lead prosecutor, who will call for the maximum sentence possible, which is life for Amanda Knox and Raffaele Slesciuto.
Reporter Nick Pisa with our sister network Sky News. This trial has been going on for 10 months. The defense will deliver its closing arguments beginning late next week. A dozen hooded Ku Klux Klansmen showing up at the University of Mississippi today ahead of the school's football game with LSU. They were protesting the removal of a pep song that included Dixie. The school's chancellor, Dan Jones, had asked the band to stop playing it because some fans had been ending it by chanting, "The South will rise again." Well, 50 years ago, Motown Records wanted it, and Motown Records got it. Aretha Franklin, one of the Motown artists who helped create the R&B hit factory Motown, soon became, after it was launched, with an $800 loan a half century ago. That anniversary is being celebrated in downtown Detroit tonight with a VIP event and a swanky party. Motown founder Berry Gordy to be on hand, Aretha Franklin, The Temptations, and Stevie Wonder among all those scheduled to appear. Vampires and werewolves ruling at the box office this weekend. In fact, the Twilight Saga New Moon, the second film in the series, set a new one-day box office record yesterday, a $72 million opening day. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your Central Coast forecast for this weekend. Today, we got sunny skies, high of 60, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight. Partly cloudy, low of 41 with light winds, and Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 62, west-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, increasing to 10 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming east 10 knots after midnight. And wind waves 1 to 3 feet, with a west swell of 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. On Sunday, east winds.